Hey guys, this is Cindy.
And I'm Megan. This is Tales of the Wicked, brought to you by Tylenol.
Hello guys, and welcome back to another episode of Tales of the Wicked. Megan, stop looking at me and laughing.
I'm sorry, hi.
If you think we sound like shit this week, it's because we do.
We feel great.
We feel amazing. Don't worry, though. We both don't have COVID.
No, I think...
the cold still goes around.
Yeah. Yeah, believe it or not, people get regular colds still. It's crazy.
And that is us.
No, so, I think my sister-in-law gave me a cold, and I very lovingly gave it to Sid last time we recorded.
Yep.
So you're welcome. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Starting off 2022 strong. I keep wanting to say 2023 for some reason. I'm skipping a whole year.
I still used to 2021. And like for work, my clock and system, it's a number that you call.
Mm-hmm.
And so I called them and they're like, oh, like you clocked in at this time of night, 2022. And I like looked at my phone like, oh, fuck, it is 22. All right.
That's what we've been doing this whole time. What do you think? New Year's Eve? What like?
I was very, very highly dosed on Mucinex and aspirin on New Year's Eve, so it was a bit of a blur.
Did you watch the ball drop?
Yeah, remember I complained about all the performances before that.
Oh, that's right, you did. That's right. Oh, gosh.
So bad.
So this week, oh, well, last week we released two episodes for you guys, and then this week we have two more episodes, and this week we're doing two paranormal episodes, so we're kind of...
so did you bring one
this week? I did bring a paranormal episode, so we're switching it up, and I'm actually kind of really excited about it, and I was talking to John about it, and he was like, oh, this will be good, this will break it up, because he's like, I don't mind true crime, but it's really heavy every week when I have to, like, wake up and listen to someone dying. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, it is. So, we have cool stuff for you guys today. Speaking of paranormal, obviously we both believe in the paranormal. That's why we're here and we're looking up these cases. But I was going to ask you, like, do you have any times where you've experienced stuff yourself? I figured we could, like, give a little...
Well, I talked about St. Augustine.
Yeah.
In the St. Augustine episode. If you heard that big clump, I don't know if the audio picked up, Parker just threw a block out of his crib, so. There's that.
It's fine. We're doing great today.
How am I forgetting about... Okay, so, I personally didn't experience this. But one of the apartments we used to live in with my mom was haunted, and she told me about one of my brother's ghost stories that is always, it really creeps me out, but I also really love it.
Which brother is this?
It's both of them.
Oh, okay.
Well, both of them were involved, but Keith was the only one awake to experience it, because they were sharing a room at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I want to say Kyle was only like... anywhere from like 12 to 15, like pretty young.
Okay.
And Keith was probably like early 20s, probably.
Okay.
So we were all living at my mom's apartment in Jackson and Canton.
Mm-hmm.
And Keith was awake. Kyle, he thought, was asleep, and he heard a big clap. And Keith's like, hey, like, can you knock it off? I'm trying to go to bed. A couple seconds later, he hears another big clap. He's like, Kyle, stop. Like, you're being annoying. Stop. And then he hears one more big clap. He's like, stop it now. And then he hears one more huge clap, and he turns on the light. Kyle's fast asleep. Like, he is knocked out asleep.
What? You've never told me this story before.
I always forget about it because it didn't happen to me. But my mom told me about it. I'm like, why don't we talk about this more?
What?
Or the only other thing that I remember happening in that apartment, I was at my friend's house for the night, and my mom texted me, and Kyle was with my dad for the summer in Florida, and Keith was living in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just my mom in the house, and she called me, and she's like, hey, I didn't know that you were coming home early. I'm like, no, I'm not. Like, I'm staying the night here. And she was like, oh, so you're not home right now? I'm like, no. why? And she's like, oh, well, because someone was standing outside of my door. Like, I saw a shadow of, like, someone standing there, and I heard you specifically, like, your voice calling my name.
I'm like, what? I'm
like, Mom, that's not me. She goes, okay, well, good night. I'm like, what is going on? I'm like, no, not good night. I'm like, do you need help? Are you okay? She's like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm like,
does your mom believe in, like, ghosts and stuff?
Oh, yeah. She used to live in a haunted house when she was in high school. There was, I guess she said, a ghost of, like, a girl that would just stand in the doorway and, like, watch people when they're in the living room, but it never really bothered her.
What? So she was like, oh, yeah, I'm good. Me and this ghost are just going to hang out tonight then.
She's like, yep, yeah, going to bed. I'm like, okay, night.
Oh, that's so creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've never told me that one. It makes me think about, like, when you're explaining it, Conjuring trailer,
mm-hmm.
whenever they're like, the mom has the blindfold on and, like, yeah, the hands come out of the wardrobe.
It's like a hide and seek game, but with clapping.
Yeah, and the, mm-hmm. like, the hands come out and they're clapping and she's digging through and it's, like, none of the little girls.
Yeah.
And then isn't there a scene in the movie, you had it on here, Halloween, mm-hmm. Like, where the two little girls are in the bedroom and the one, like, keeps looking by the doorway or whatever and she's, like, crying because she sees something. But the other sister doesn't. I'm sure or that something.
Happens. I don't. I haven't seen that movie since we watched it at Halloween. I don't remember. I'm sure that's happened.
I don't remember. But I knew. I remember, like, something. She, like, kept looking and she was, like, screaming, crying, and the other sister, like, didn't know what was going on.
Oh, so. I'm sure that happened. Oh. Yeah.
But that's what it's making me think about with, so, like, the clapping.
How do you feel about recording with Annabelle just staring at you?
Not good at all. I hate. We're in, like, Megan and Aaron's gaming/crafting room, and they both are, like, they love horror, and there's Annabelle, a huge poster of Annabelle looking directly at us, and then you got the nun little pop figurine.
Didn't you buy that for us?
Yeah, John did. He got it for Aaron.
So which, that's your fault. That yeah. That's in here.
Which, no more pops for Aaron.
Oh, he made that very clear.
No Christmas. More pops. He only has
1,000.
I mean, there's people that, like, have, like, shells worth of pops.
That's the funny thing about them, though, is someone bought him one, and then everyone was like, oh, Aaron has a pop. He must like them. Let me buy him more. So you guys put it in your head that he liked pops, and he got this collection, like, without his consent, basically.
Who's the one pop figurine, like,
in the back?
Yeah.
That's Reaper. He's from the game Overwatch.
Okay. I
actually have a Reaper poster in the back. Let me get it. He got booted for Annabelle.
That poster is a lot better than the Annabelle poster, let me tell you. Gosh. Yeah.
But yeah, so she watches over us with everything we do.
Love it. This is good. You should have covered, like, Annabelle for your paranormal case.
I had all of my notes written because I originally wanted her to be my first episode. But then once I, like, recorded everything, it wasn't long. It was like a 10-minute episode. But it was also, I was trying to record my first episode, so I was really nervous. So I was talking really fast. So I'm sure if I did it again,
it would probably go a little smoother.
But I have to redo my notes because I wrote them by hand, and I got mad and threw them away. So.
Oh, that was nice. I feel like there has to be a lot of information on her, right?
Oh, yeah.
They created 3 movies around her, and she's in that, like, little glass box and stuff.
I want to go see her, but they closed down the museum that she was in because both the Warrens died. So
where's she at?
I think she's still in their museum, but I don't know.
Like, no one goes into the museum, but all the haunted stuff is still sitting in it?
Well, the museum was in their house, and it was being, like, maintained by her daughter and her son-in-law, but I think they closed it to the public.
Oh.
So they just still have it, and I'm sure they maintain it, but they probably don't want to just, like, show it around anymore.
Okay,
that was, like, their parents' thing, like, not her thing.
Okay, I see. I'd want to get rid of it all, then.
Yeah, like, where would you put that? Like, in some other haunted museum?
Well, you can't throw it away. I know that. Isn't it, like, a thing if you, like, burn stuff?
Yeah, you're not supposed to burn it.
Because it releases...
Yeah.
the demon nurse. I don't know. Well,
clearly, we know a lot about this. We're yeah. very informed.
Yeah. I'm sure people will spend good money to buy the Annabelle doll and oh, put yeah. in their own, like, museum.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm sure, like, the guy, Zach Baggins, whatever the fuck his name is, from Ghost Adventures, because he has that haunted museum in Vegas that I really want to go to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he would pay, like, a good price for that, for her.
Yeah. They honestly could probably name their price and people would pay it.
Yeah. But then again, if it's not about profit and it's just about keeping her out of the public, she might be better off where she is.
Hmm. I'll never go near her, so.
Oh, I want to so bad.
No.
And you know she doesn't look like that, right?
Yeah, she's just a Raggedy Ann doll, isn't yeah. she?
Yeah. That makes it so much worse, because I feel like that looks so innocent, like it could just really fool the wrong person.
I honestly don't even know that much about her. Like, I don't know how she got in the doll, or if she was always a part of the doll, or what it, like, I just know that she's creepy, and I watched a couple movies that she's in, and she's a real thing that's in a haunted house somewhere. Or in a house, museum.
And I want to name my first daughter Annabelle.
Yes, you do.
Maybe. I don't know. There's a lot of names I want to name a daughter. But
maybe, hopefully you have all boys.
I have a feeling I'm going to be, I don't want to say cursed, but cursed with all boys.
You're going to be a boy mom. You're going to be like my Aunt Sarah, who has 3 boys and they're all heathens. The driver crazy. That's what you're going to have.
The younger one of your cousins.
Lucas?
Luke, he cracks me up. That boy knows exactly who he is.
Oh my gosh.
And he is
gosh.
A redneck farmer from day one, yes. and he will be nothing else for yes. the rest of his life.
So he, my cousin, exactly how Megan said it, like, he is true to himself. He does not care what anyone thinks about no. him. Like, he is a redneck farmer through and through. This kid,
it's all he'll ever be.
Yes.
And he is so happy yes. about it. And I'm like, happy for him.
I'm honestly kind of happy for him, too, because he does not let, like, he doesn't have TikTok or, like, an Instagram or anything like that. He doesn't let social media, like, skew him or worry what other people think. So, this kid has a mullet. He wears, like, old, like, Western clothes, like, the big belt buckles with, like, the pants and the cowboy boots. He listens to old, like, music. He'll listen to, like, Johnny Cash and a bunch of old classic country music. And he got a lasso for Christmas.
Oh, I'm so glad he did.
Yeah. So, he's cute. And, like, his 2 older brothers, I have the 3 cousins, and they're complete opposites. The oldest one is, like, smokes his hide pens, and he, like, listens to rap music and has the old shitty car that, like, rattles because he plays the music so loud.
He's
and
one of those cool TikTok kids.
He's real cool. And then the middle one, he's, like, a straight-A student, plays basketball and football, and he's gonna go to college for biology. Actually, you know, it's really cute. He's really into, like, plants and trees and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he got a camera for Christmas, like a really nice one. He got a case and different lenses and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he was showing it to me at Christmas time. And I was like, oh, well, do you know what you want to take pictures of? And he's like, I want to take pictures of plants.
That's
like he,
cool.
Yeah, like he wants to go, like the Holden Arboretum that we went to.
Yeah.
He wants to go back there. And he wants to, like, go around and take pictures of all the different, like, plants and trees and stuff.
That's
and
cool.
Then the youngest one is a redneck cowboy through and through.
He's basically, like, a mini-me of your sweet grandpa.
Oh, sweet grandpa. I love him to death. Yeah.
But maybe even more country than sweet grandpa.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely more country than sweet grandpa. So, yeah, those are my cousins. And they love them to death. But they're so different. It's cringy. But whatever. Off topic. So, so we have 2 paranormal cases for you. I'm going to do mine.
Did what? You have any paranormal stories?
I do.
What is it?
I have 2, which I'm pretty sure I told you about both of them.
I feel like you have, but tell me again.
Yeah, I'll tell you again. So my first one is when I was in high school, me and my 2 friends, we went to the movies, and then we were going to go stay the night at one of their houses. So we had to stop at the one friend's house so that she could get, like, her stuff to take over for the sleepover. So we pull into her driveway, and her garage is connected to her house, so she opens the garage door, and she's like, okay, I'm just gonna run inside real quick, and then I'll come back out. So me and the other friend were sitting in the car, garage door is open, pitch black, in the back of the garage, there's this door, and it has a window on it. And do you remember the story now? Mm-hmm. So we're sitting there in the car, and I look back, and I look at this door, and there's, like, this pitch black face with a white, like, smile and white eyes. Ugh, and
that's so creepy.
So it's, like, I'm, like, sitting there, and I'm staring at it, and I'm, like, okay, I'm, like, making this up in my head. Like, there's probably lights back there, and I'm just connecting them a certain way, or, like, something's going on.
Yeah.
And so I'm, like, moving my head around, like, trying to, like, make out anything that isn't just a face of something's, like, smile. And I'm talking, like, the biggest grin, like, that you'd see, like, in movies and stuff. So that's why I was like, oh, my, I'm totally making this up. This isn't happening. Like, but then my heart started, like, pounding. So I'm sitting there, and I turn around. My friend's in the back seat, and all I do is I, like, look at her, and I'm like, do you see that? And she was like, see what? And I was like, just look around and tell me if you see anything. Like, didn't tell her where to look, didn't tell her what I was looking at, and all of a sudden, she just starts screaming, and she was like, she was like, holy shit, I see that, there's a face, it's like, there's something at that back door. So we literally, like, jumped in the back seat, and we're, like, hugging each other with our heads down, like, screaming, like, what the fuck is that? Like, there's no way that's what we think it is, like, that's not true, that can't be it. Mm-hmm. And then next thing we know, our friend's, like, knocking on the door, and she's like, what the hell are you guys doing? And, like, garage door was closed, she was back in the car, and that was it.
Oh.
So that was, like, the first time that that happened. And then I had a that was in high school. And then I want to say 2 or 3 years ago, I have dreams all the time. Like, I have very vivid dreams. I used to keep a dream journal because I think they're really fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
My dad, when we were growing up, he lived in this duplex, and he always used to say the duplex was haunted. Mm-hmm. Like, he would always tell us that when we were kids, and we're like, oh, yeah. But I had this dream once, and you actually were in it. You and Aaron were going to buy this duplex, because it's in Newton Falls.
Mm.
So you're like, oh, we're going to buy this place. Like, you're like, I know that your dad used to live here. Like, do you want to come look at it and tell me what you think? Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, I want to go there again, just because that's where I used to go when I was a kid. So I'm, like, walking around with you, and we go upstairs, and I told you, I was like, the only thing is you can't sleep in this bedroom, because that's the bedroom that my dad used to sleep in, and he said that this room was always haunted.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, oh, well, you know me and Aaron, we're not afraid of ghosts.
Yeah.
So we walk into this bedroom, same exact face, same exact figure that I saw in high school is standing in the corner of the room in my dream. And then next thing I know, have you ever had sleep paralysis?
No.
So this thing started screaming at me, like, mouth wide open, screaming.
Yuck.
I woke up, and I'm laying in my bed, can't move, and this thing is standing at the edge of my bed, still screaming at me, and I'm just staring at it, can't move, like, and then I finally, like, snap out of it, and I start, like, bawling my eyes out, and John was like, what is going on with you? And, like, they say that sleep paralysis is, like, when you're in between a dream and waking up, and, like, your brain, like, you connect the two. So is it real, is it not real? I don't know, but, like,
you're, like, stuck in, like, a sleep cycle thing.
Yeah, but, like, you're awake. So in the dream, it was like, I said, like, oh, you can't go in this room, you can't sleep here, this is the one that's haunted. So then in the dream, we went to go walk into it, because you were like, oh, no, me and Aaron aren't afraid of that kind of stuff, like, watch. And we walk in, and it's screaming at me in the dream, and then I tried to wake up, and then the next thing I know, it was standing at the edge of my bed, like, in real life, screaming.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know, is it real, is it not real?
I'm so happy I don't ever experience sleep paralysis, because I don't want it.
And, like, my brother Adrian, so there's me, and then he's the middle one, he says that he has sleep paralysis all the time.
Yeah, certain people get it all the time, and then some other people don't ever experience it.
Like, he says that he could have sleep paralysis, like, once a month. And it's always the same thing for him, too. So, like, that same face that I saw years ago in high school is what I saw a couple, you know what I mean? Like, 2-3 years ago again. Ugh. And he says that he has the same thing. Like, the same, like, spirit or whatever it is keeps following him as well.
Ugh.
So, I don't know. But, yeah, that's my little story.
Never mind. I'll go through the thing, but never mind.
You can say it.
No, it's okay.
I want to hear it.
I was just going to say, like, in relation to dreams, I have this thing where, like, I'll have the same dream over and over and over again for years.
Yeah.
But it's, like, it could be the exact same thing, but this time this little detail changed. Mm-hmm. But it's the same dream all the time. It'll be like, I'll have it like a couple weeks in a row, and then I won't have it for like a year or two, and then I'll have it for like a month in a row, and then I won't have it for like a year. And I always had this one where, like, sorry, I burped. My mom bought this house or whatever. We're like, we're in this. Sorry, I keep burping. I'm gonna try again. I always have this one where, like, we're in this house. I don't know whose house it is. I've never seen this house before. It's just a house. You know how that happens sometimes?
Yeah.
And so I go into this basement, and it's like a really specific basement. Like, it has a really weird layout.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, just like an unfinished basement, kind of dirty.
Yeah.
And just like really, like, it's different things that happen, but like really, like, bad, like, sinister paranormal things happen in that basement all the time.
Yeah.
And it's just some random basement I've never been in. It's just, it is what it is. And so I always have that dream. But then a couple years ago, my mom was going house hunting, and I only went with her to one showing. We walked around the house. It was super cute. We really liked it. And then they were like, oh, let me show you the basement. We walked in that basement. I took two steps in that basement. I'm like, I'm going to go sit in the car.
Was it the basement in your dreams? It was that
basement. I'm like,
wow.
I looked at my mom. I'm like, Mom, you can't buy this house. She's like, why? I'm like, don't buy this house. But then she ended up buying a different house, so it was okay.
Dang.
But, like, it just, like,
how creepy is that?
Instantly put, like, chills down my spine. Like, I had, like, my gut sank. I'm like, I'm not going to be in this basement. I'm like, I'm not.
That's why I'm not in here. I am so fascinated with dreams. I also mm-hmm. had the same dream multiple times, but when I have the dream again and I'm going through the situation, I literally, so there's this, like, they could say that you can try to control your dreams. Like, mm-hmm. that's why I used to keep a dream journal. Because if you write it down, you help to remember it. And then they say that you can control your dream while you're in it and stuff. Because you're aware that you're in the dream.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have them. I would have the same one over and over again. And like you said, it's the same, like, area and scenario. But just little things change each time. And I actually had it recently. And when I was in the dream, I remember, like, someone said something to me, and they were like, well, you know this is going to happen next, because that's what happened in your last dream. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, yeah, you're right, like, ew. In the dream. And I was like, what? Like, I woke up, and I was like, huh, did I, like, control this dream somehow? I don't know. But
that's funny.
Yeah. All right. Well, are you ready for my case?
I am.
Well, let's get into it then. All right, so for my paranormal case, I'm going to be talking about something that's in Ohio. You're still smiling at me. It's killing me.
I don't know why I do that. Every time you're, like, getting ready to do something, I feel like you put on your
podcast voice.
Yeah, your podcast voice. You always sound so cute and professional.
All right, I'll take it away. So, you definitely know of this place, and I know that you want to go to this place.
I do.
But have never been there.
I have been there.
Oh, you have?
But only for, like, the Halloween haunted house.
That's when I've been there,
not
too.
Not for an actual tour.
Okay. So I've also been here for the haunted house.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I looked, because it scared me, but I haven't been there for a tour either, and I probably will never go for a tour, because it just being there for the haunted house freaked me out.
Oh, I want to go so bad. I think, because at first Aaron didn't want to go, but then Jay and Katie went, and they posted the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, oh, this looks really cool. Like, this would be something I'd be interested in doing. Like, do you want to do this? Like, yes, I've been talking about this for a long time. I really want to go. It's like, I tried to do this for my birthday, but you didn't seem interested, so we didn't go. He's like, oh, well, I'm interested now. I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
I actually want to talk to, I don't think that I asked them how, I don't know if I've, no, I've definitely seen them.
We just haven't had, like, a chance to talk.
Yeah,
about
I haven't met all, the last time I saw them, I think, was the Christmas party, and we were all doing stuff, so I didn't get to be able to sit down and ask them how it went.
We're too busy talking about all the bad Christmas movies Jay was putting on.
Yeah, Jason, picking all the bad Christmas movies. So my paranormal case is going to be covering the Ohio State Reformatory. Da, da, da. Let's get started. All right.
I'm excited. I love this place. I love hearing about it.
I hope so. I hope I do it well. I don't know. All right, let's actually get started now. Okay. Standing tall for over 100 years in Mansfield, Ohio, is the Ohio State Reformatory, or what we Ohioans refer to it as, the Mansfield Prison. The reformatory was designed by a Cleveland architect, Levi Scotfield. It took 10 years to build, opening in 1896, and broke records, having cell blocks an astonishing 6 levels high. Levi Scotfield was a spiritual man that believed in psychology. He designed the reformatory with the idea of hope. Inmates would use their time in the reformatory to find religion, inspiration, and education. During the beginning years, the reformatory was known as the Intermediate Penitentiary. The majority of its inmates were young. It accepted men that were too old to be a part of the juvenile system and that did not commit a serious enough crime to be sent to the Ohio State Penitentiary. It was not a prison. It was meant to morally uplift its young inmates and send them back into the world with a fresh start. However, the reformatory slowly began to make a shift and eventually became a maximum security prison. There would be a larger age range of inmates, and the prison took in more hardened criminals. The reformatory slowly began to deteriorate, and the idea of hope was lost. The inmates would face brutal treatment and deplorable living conditions. After only 94 years, the reformatory would end up closing in 1990. So how did this historic building, built with high intentions, become famously known for having the state's most violent ghosts? The spirits of rioting inmates who fought each other to the death in overcrowded cells are said to haunt the halls of the former prison. Some of the reformatory's most famous stories involve the hole. When the reformatory became a maximum security prison, it took in more violent inmates and the hole was created. If an inmate got out of line and did not follow the rules, this is where they would be sent. The hole was a cell that was 95 degrees and the lights were only turned on in the case of emergency. Inmates spent 3 days in solitude, starved in a hot, pitch-black room. One inmate managed to hang themselves while in the hole, and another set themselves on fire. In one case, 2 men were sent to the hole together. After the three days were up, only one inmate came out alive. He had murdered his cellmate and stuffed his body under a bunk in the cell. Among the many inmates that would die in the prison, there would also be the warden, Arthur Gallick, and his wife, Helen. Arthur became warden of the reformatory in 1935. He brought new ideas and wanted to see change. One of his ideas was to play calm classical music in the cell blocks. One Sunday morning in 1950, Arthur's wife, Helen.
Helen. Come here, Helen.
Helen. One Sunday morning in 1950, Arthur's wife Helen was in her living quarters within the prison getting ready. She was reaching for a box on the top shelf of her closet when she accidentally pushed a loaded gun off the shelf. The gun went off when hitting the ground, unloading a fatal shot. 9 years later, Arthur was working alone in the warden's office where he would die from a heart attack. It is said that you can smell roses when you are in Helen's bathroom in the old living quarters. There have also been reports of faint, continuous conversation when in that section of the reformatory. It is thought that the warden and his wife are talking beyond the grave. The tragedy that consumed the reformatory wasn't easy to escape. That, unfortunately, was the case for the former reformatory guard, John Nibel. Inmates Robert Daniels and John West became friends during their time in the reformatory. The two bonded over their shared enjoyment of crime and chaos. In July of 1948, the two men met after being released from the reformatory and went on a killing spree. They were known and marked as the Mad Dog Killers. Daniel said, quote, "We love drinking, robbing, and hitting on girls." One drunken night, the two came up with a plan to get revenge on the guard John that abused them during their time in the reformatory. Daniels and West go to John's farm, take him, his wife Phyllis, and their daughter out into a field. They have the family get down on their knees, puts a gun up to their head one by one, and kills them. The reformatory sat empty and untouched for many years until local activists rallied to buy the historic building from the state with the mission to restore it and keep its history alive. The reformatory's striking design and architecture also became very popular for filmmakers as well. The most famous movie that was shot at the reformatory is Shawshank Redemption that was released in 1994. Have you ever seen that movie?
I was actually going to ask you that. I think I saw, like, a part of it.
It's actually, I didn't see the whole thing. It's a pretty good movie. The only reason why I've seen it because I don't, I love movies. Like, I love to sit down and watch movies. And one day I went online and just looked up, like, the list of the top 100 movies of all time. Mm-hmm. And the list came up from the IMDb website.
Yeah.
And Shawshank Redemption, I believe, is either number one or number two. It's, if it's number two, I know the Godfather movie. I know Shawshank Redemption and one of the Godfather movies are like one and two. And Shawshank out of a 10 has a 9.3 rating. So I was like, oh, I have no idea what this movie is. And it's like one of the greatest movies of all time, according to this list. Like, I have to watch it. So I have seen it. It is a pretty good movie.
Yeah, I think my mom, when we lived in Arizona, her and her boyfriend at the time, I think they were watching it. And I kind of just, like, walked in the room, watched a minute of it, and, like, walked out of the room.
Yeah.
But I do want to watch it.
It's pretty good. I did see, when I was looking up stuff about the prison, a fun fact about the movie. In one of the scenes, the main character, he's sitting in the warden's office. And mm-hmm. when he's in the warden's office, he's playing classical music. So, the article that I read was that it was just kind of to pay tribute to the that warden, Arthur, because his idea was to play the classical music throughout the cells. Mm-hmm. So in the movie, when he's sitting in the office, he's playing that, which I thought was pretty cool. Yeah.
Nice little nod.
Yeah. Today, the Mansfield Reformatory Preservation Society, overseen by a volunteer board, uses donations to maintain the reformatory. The reformatory also hosts paranormal tours that ghost hunters from all over the country travel to Mansfield, Ohio for. Of the 154,000 inmates to step foot in the reformatory, 215 did not make it out alive, with the cause of death spanning from murder, suicide, and disease from the living conditions. The ghosts of the violent and mistreated men have made themselves known and continue to this day. Guests that have entered the building claim to be pushed and even punched from unseen forces. Guests also report seeing dark apparitions, as well as hearing voices, footsteps, and cell doors slamming.
Could you imagine going in? Sorry to interrupt.
No, you're okay.
Could you imagine going in, like, oh, I'm going to go for a fun little ghost ride, and you just get, like, knocked out. Like, just a ghost comes in and punches you right in the face. Like, get down, bitch.
Right. I don't like this anymore. So, whenever I was in the haunted house, we got, like, backed up at one point when walking through. Mm-hmm. And there was just a line of us all. It was actually in a section. So the big thing with, like, the reformatory was that it has the cell blocks that are 6 levels high.
Yeah.
That's actually one of the sections where we got backed up in the haunted house. So there wasn't, like, anyone jumping out at us or anything like that. And we were all just kind of waiting for people to filter through. Mm-hmm. And we could sit and, like, look up and see all of these cells. And it was, like, I mean, the walkway that they had, like, there was, like, obviously a bar so they couldn't fall off, right? But, like, the walkway in between the cell and the bar was, like, so thin. And then if you look at, which obviously I'll post pictures of what it looks like, the reformatory. Mm-hmm. But when I was there, like, all of the paint and everything is just, like, peeling off of the ceilings and the walls and stuff like that. Like, it looks disgusting.
Yeah, I have an old friend who is a photographer, like, part-time,
mm-hmm.
and he's gone there a couple times and, like, taken a lot of really cool pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I can ask him if we can use some of his pictures for the post.
Oh, that would be cool.
Because he, like, took some, like, good detailed ones of, like, the walls and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Yeah, I'll message him after this and see if we can use some of his pictures.
That's really cool. That would be cool. Whenever I looked online, like, the Ohio State Reformatory, Mansfield Prison, whatever you want to call it, they have, like, their official website. And there's a lot of different tours that you can choose to go through.
Yeah, there's so many different
tours. And, like, they'll let you do anything you want to. Like, and it also has on the website the most haunted areas of the reformatory.
Mm-hmm.
In the one section of it, it says that someone famous, a famous, like, ghost hunter or, you know, paranormal ghost chaser, they came in, and it says on the website, it says that, like, they won't say who their name was, but one of the spirits, like, grabbed that person and, like, took their scarf off. And they said that that person, like, started, like, it said it'll bring a grown man to tears, and they refused to come back to the reformatory.
Oh, that just makes me want to go more.
Yeah. And then another thing, obviously, when people are there, they say that they have an overwhelming feeling of not being alone, mm-hmm. which you're in the reformatory, and it's supposed to be one of the most haunted areas in Ohio.
Yeah.
But two of the most haunted and popular areas within the reformatory for ghost hunters is the solitary confinement, which is the hole, and then the cell blocks, because these are the two areas where a lot of the men took their lives or they were murdered. And then according to the reformatory's website, the tours are so popular that as of 2018, the reformatory welcomes more than 120,000 visitors per year.
Hmm.
Yeah. So that is the Mansfield Reformatory, which I obviously like have known about it being in Ohio and that it's not that far away from us. It's only like an hour from us, I want to say.
Yeah. It was, in the same city where
for your wedding
where I got the hotel for the wedding, so mm-hmm. we were like right by it.
Yeah, I just like when I was looking up stuff about it, I thought it was interesting because I didn't know that when it was being built, like it had such like high expectations and it was meant to be something good. And then are those the pictures that your friend took?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I'll message him now and see if we can use them, because yeah, he got really good detailed shots of like the cells and like the hallway and everything.
That's crazy.
Sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to show them to you before I forgot.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he'll let us use those. That way we can post them and then everyone else can see what they look like.
No, I'm sure he will, because this guy owes me.
Oh,
when
there
I was
you
in
go.
High school. Sorry, off topic again. I was in a photography class in high school. And I was like, hey, like, come hang out with me. We'll do, like, my photography project. We'll hang out. It'll be cool.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were in Maslin, at one of my favorite parks at nighttime, where you're not supposed to go to the reservoir at night, but we did anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this tunnel. I was like, it's going to be really, really cool. Get in this tunnel. He's like, okay. And so I'm, like, taking pictures of him in this tunnel. And we didn't realize what this tunnel was connected to,
mm-hmm.
which was it was connected to a bridge above, which had a road with like cars on it.
Okay.
And so he hears this loud roaring sound come out of this tunnel. He's like, what the fuck? And he's like, move. And he pushes me out of the way. So I'm just like laying on the ground. I have like a bloody knee. And he like left me for dead, basically, because he thought something was coming for him. I'm like, you just left me here. You pushed me down, injured me, and left me. Like,
that's funny.
It was a fucking car on the road. Relax.
That's
funny.
So I
think after the reservoir incident, he owes me. So
we're going to use the pictures.
Some pictures.
Yeah.
But also reach out.
Dang. So Megan, actually, before we started reading this, she said that there's a key component to the Mansfield Reformatory, which is a neighbor, and I didn't see anything about a neighbor. So what is this? What is this neighbor?
Okay, so let me find it. I brought it up. So the neighbor, her name was Phoebe Wise. And it was like,
is she the ghost on the trail or something like that when you come up to the,
mm-hmm.
Okay, I saw something about it, but then like, it was just like a little, like in the article that I read, it was like, it's even haunted when pulling up onto the grounds, and it's said to be haunted by the ghost Phoebe Wise, but then it didn't say like why she was haunting the area.
Yeah, so what it was is she was a neighbor, she lived like, I think like, right next to it or right across the street from it. She lived like right by, and she lived at like an old farmhouse. I'm just going to give you like a very brief description because I don't want to read this whole thing.
Yeah.
But basically it was kind of just known around town that like Phoebe, like she was kind of like a city lore, basically, like, oh, there's a crazy old lady who lives in the old farmhouse next to the prison,
mm-hmm.
and she has, like, a fortune that she has hidden in the walls in her house.
Okay.
When really, she's just a regular-ass old lady just living in a house.
That lives next to a prison.
Yeah. And so, like, three guys broke into her house, and they're trying to find her her fortune, which she didn't have.
Oh.
And so then she, like, went to the prison, and she just, like, basically, like, marched up to the prison. She's like, hey, like, three guys just broke into my house, like, can you do something about it? And they're like, no, like, we're not the cops, we're
yeah.
a prison, like,
yes.
we can't do anything about it. And then I think later, Again, I'm just kind of going off memory. Sorry, I'm reading this website. So I'm thinking that it says that she killed someone. So just to cite them really quick, I'm looking at ghostwalks.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to read directly what they have on here. It said Phoebe killed a man. He went right back to Phoebe's house in May of 1898. Jacob yelled through an open window, "Marry me or kill me, Phoebe Wise." She chose the latter. So she pointed a rifle through the window and fired instantly, killing him. So I think this guy was stalking her, if I remember correctly.
So people always wanted to go stalk her because they thought that she had...
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
And then I think she even went to the jail. I don't remember if she went to the jail or not, but either way, she killed a man. She lived right next to the reformatory, and it says that she, like, haunts the outside of it.
Yeah, so I did see that. I saw that when she said Phoebe Wise, I know that name because I did see it was like, it's haunted on the road. And then I was like, okay, well, why is it haunted on the road? Like, what happened? And then that was it.
Yeah, that's okay. Just a brief summary of old Phoebe.
Old Phoebe Wise. Well, that is my good old story about the Ohio State Reformatory and all the poor men that are still there and haunting all that come to them.
You did good. I love that story. It's always such a fun one.
I didn't know. I just was like, oh, yeah, it's haunted because
it's haunted.
People keep telling me it's haunted. Old. But it's an old creepy building and it was a prison, so it's haunted. But then when I actually started looking into it, I was like, oh, crap. Like, yeah, it's haunted. Like, these poor men, like, were beaten and, like, stuffed in cells, and it got closed down because the, like, living conditions were so bad.
Oh, yeah.
Then once everyone sees the pictures, like, you know, you'll understand it more. But, yeah, that is my case. I hope everyone enjoyed listening and liked that it was paranormal case and not another true crime case. Switched up a little bit. Yeah, I actually kind of liked it. I would like to do another paranormal one.
Yeah, they're fun.
Sometimes
they're harder to get information on.
There's not that much information. It's normally like, here's a ghost. This ghost died, and then now it haunts people. And it's like, oh, thanks. Like, I need more information.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I'm going to try to look up more paranormal cases and bring more paranormal cases to the podcast. But if you guys want to stay tuned and switch over, now Megan's going to read us her case, which I have no idea what it is, and all the spooky things it'll bring.
Yes, yes, yes. Stay tuned for that episode. And then don't forget, you can rate on Spotify now, and then you can also still rate and review on Apple Podcasts, and that really helps us out. But we appreciate you guys listening. We've been getting new listeners, which is really, really cool.
Yeah, we have. It's been growing a lot, and it's really exciting. Me and Megan, every single day, are like, did you see this?
Yeah.
Did you see that? So yeah,
this weekend, we're actually going out for a celebratory tacos and margaritas.
Yeah,
so
we are.
We're excited about that.
Yep. Yeah.
And then come back next week when we don't sound like shit anymore.
Yes. And our voices are a little more beautiful.
I don't know if I'd say that.
No, they're not beautiful, but
less annoying than they are right now.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, guys. Well, we hope you
enjoyed.
Yep.
And click on to the next one.
All right.
All right. Bye. Bye.